From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The three U.S. Democratic presidential contenders met Saturday night for their third debate, with terrorism high on their agendas. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the story.
It was the first Democratic debate since the recent terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both focused on the need to defeat the Islamic State group.
I have a strategy to combat and defeat ISIS without getting us involved in another ground war.
One that destroys ISIS, but one that does not get us involved in perpetual warfare in the quagmire of the Middle East.
But Sanders, Clinton, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley differed on whether ousting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad should be part of the strategy to defeat Islamic State. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of voters in the referendum chose to change the constitution to allow Kagame to seek another term and potentially rule until 2034. Kagame's current term expires in 2017. The U.S. and European Union say the amendments to the constitution undermines democracy in the Central African country. This is VOA News. An Israeli cabinet minister says the Lebanese militant reported killed in an Israeli airstrike on Sunday near the Syrian capital will not be missed.
Kuntar is known to be a very brutal terrorist. He has killed a civilian family, including a baby, many years ago, and he is still involved in terrorism. So if something happened to him, I think that no civilized person can be sorry. But again, I learned it from the reports in the international media, and I can make no concrete reference to it.
Samir Kandar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who have gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces since the civil war began there in March of 2011. Sunday's airstrike struck a building in a suburb south of Damascus. There was no immediate official comment from Israel. China state media says an enormous landslide has hit a southern city, burying 22 buildings, including two workers' dormitories. 21 people are missing in Guangdong province Sunday. Officials say at least four people have been pulled from the debris with minor injuries. Xinhua says it rather could not disclose if there were any fatalities. The cause of the landslide is not clear, but the area has been considered, or rather, there has been considerable construction taking place in recent years. Two dozen survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been plucked from rough seas. Fishermen, initially found four survivors wearing life jackets early Sunday. Later, 21 people and two bodies were found in the choppy water. The boat was carrying 100 passengers and crew when it was hit by waves up to 5 meters high Saturday. Relatives of those on board the ferry are holding vigil, praying their loved ones will be okay. Voters in Spain are choosing new lawmakers Sunday for what some analysts say may be a historic legislative election. Two new political parties are set to take on the long-standing top parties, the Socialists and Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. Analysts predict the PP will win a large share of the votes, but not an absolute majority, forcing the ruling party to form an alliance. Hundreds of people have protested in New Delhi Sunday against the release of the youngest person convicted in the fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman that sparked international outrage and led to changes to the country's rape laws. Among those protesting were the parents of the woman who was beaten and raped by six men aboard a bus. Police said the youngest attacker, then only 17 years old, was the most brutal of the rapists, who beat their victim with an iron rod before sexually assaulting her. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.